Right now, I am joined by four very special guests here in the studio at the Junction Center. Right here from Mannheim, there's a band known as Behold the Beloved. They are right here with me now. Gentlemen, welcome to Some Sort of Rock Show.
How you doing?
Thank you.
Let's start, have you introduce yourselves. First, your name. This is a lot to remember. Your name, also what you do in the band, your responsibility in the band.
I'm Sean. I'm the lead singer.
My name's Jeff. I play guitar.
I'm Sheldon. I play the drums.
And I'm Jason, and I also play guitar.
This is Some Sort of Rock Show. I'm joined in the studio by Behold the Beloved. Talk about how you guys came together as a band.
Well, I guess it's kind of a collaboration of two groups. A guy named Rob Kutz kind of had a worship gig that for a youth conference, I guess it was.
Yeah.
And so we kind of combined the group I was with. Somehow we got hooked up together, knowing each other. Played a youth conference in New Jersey, actually. Kind of had a fun time that weekend, and we're like, hey, let's try to do this some more. And that's kind of how it got started. At that time, Sean was playing drums, and we had a different lead singer at that time. So
a year later, and we got Sheldon to play drums. I hopped off. I played acoustic at that time. And then 2 years ago, we got Jason, and now this is the version that we've been sticking with for a couple years now and moving forward.
Outstanding. It's Sean, Jeff, Sheldon, and Jason, my left to right. Sean, what was it like for you to go from being behind the drums to out front?
Yeah, it was actually fun. You know, as the drummer, they gave me a mic. I got to sing high harmony, so that was a good time. I do have background in leading worship in different areas, in different churches. I did that full time for a year and a half, so it's kind of what God has instilled in me to lead worship. And so coming up front wasn't a big change. Maybe more so the change was being a lead singer of a Christian rock group rather than just a Sunday morning worship. So it was some changes, some walls had to be broken where I can just, you know, move around and try to get people excited with the style that we're playing. But yeah, it's been fun. It's been a blast. And I didn't see, you know, different things in me changing and learning new things about singing and all that kind of stuff.
Now, do you ever forget on Sunday morning when you're leading worship that you're not in a rock band at that moment?
I mean, some courses might have a little more rasp in it.
Well, that's a fun problem to have. That's what I think anyway. Now, who are some bands that have influenced you guys? That you mentioned to me off air that you've been here for both City Rock Fests. Who are some bands that have influenced you guys?
I'd say for one in particular, Disciple has been a large one for me. Joey, their drummer, excellent drummer, insane. So,
I grew up listening to a lot of Jesus Culture. Was huge influence of mine, just the way that they arrange their whole band and the way that each person has their own job and it comes together to form this amazing sound. That's one of the bands that I would say that influenced me.
Interesting. So we have Disciple, we have Jesus Culture. Who else?
I'd say for me, well, I grew up on Petra, that type of thing, so I think that might influence our sound slightly, some of the more classic stuff.
Well, I know ministry is a big emphasis in what you guys do and in your heart here as a band. Tell us what role you hope that plays in your music and your live shows.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. Our mission statement, basically, we kind of say, you know, our mission is clear to encourage God's church and also further his kingdom. So our goal in every show that we do and when we write is we want to make sure we're writing lyrics and do shows that will encourage believers in their faith to maybe even push them further to take the next step. But also we want to make sure our lyrics and our shows also people who don't know exactly the fullness of God, that they can come to a show or something like that and they can see it through us and how we portray ourselves on stage and the lyrics that we do, that they can maybe find hope in the songs we're singing.
I was really stoked a few weeks ago. You sent me your new single, and last week right here on Some Sort of Rock Show, it made its debut. It's a song called Remedy. Can you tell me a little bit about the heart behind that new song?
Who wrote that song?
We did.
I think we all had our certain parts into the song. Yeah, I'm the guy that's known to...
At band practice, what song is it?
We're going to play Remedy. I don't remember what song that is. But I think Remedy was... I mean, it speaks for itself to a certain extent where, kind of in the verses, it talks about our broken state that we find ourselves in as humans and that we have a need to remedy that sickness of sin. And that's really what the song's about, is that hope of a remedy. And, you know, you think about the something like cancer, to where they're struggling to find a remedy for such a detrimental disease, and sin is an even more detrimental disease. God provided a remedy, and we're all looking for that remedy. It's just so cool that God made a remedy for our sin.
Yeah, it's basically when we were writing it, we wanted to write a song that is personal, that everybody on each level can kind of relate to, Christian and non-Christian. So it's basically, as Jason would say, is like we all deal with sin, we all struggle with spiritual things, we all struggle with life, you know, even if it's non-spiritual things, and we all need that one thing. And God is so big and so powerful that He can take care of the stuff that we're struggling in spiritual realm, but then He also takes care of stuff that we're dealing with and struggling that's not necessarily quote unquote spiritual. And that's exactly what we wrote, and we had a blast doing it.
And you guys made a music video for that song, and it's gotten a few views there on the YouTube and the Facebook. Tell me a little bit about that music video. It looks familiar to me. It was shot local, am I not mistaken by that?
Yes.
And there's a bridge involved, at least in one of the shots. I think I recognize it, but tell us where that was shot. It's the 222 bridge, right?
It's actually under the turnpike.
Oh, it's under the turnpike.
Yeah, just outside of Denver Park there. There's a bridge there that drove by there one time and said, hey, that might work.
Where's the best place to get a peek at that video?
You can go to YouTube, type it in. You could just go to Google and type in Behold the Beloved and type in Remedy.
It's going to show up. Magically. Yeah,
magically.
Wow, you guys
are... Or Facebook, of course. Follow us on Facebook.
Yeah, follow them on Facebook. Again, this is Some Sort of Rock Show. I am joined in the studio tonight by Behold the Beloved. They're a band based in Mannheim, right here in our backyard. I can almost hear them practicing.
Probably
just,
could. Wow. It's a little loud. It could be.
Now, the big news is that Remedy, the single that made its debut last week, is going to be a part of a bigger project. Please tell us about that.
Yeah, so basically we are working on a full-length album with Remedy being involved with a lot more of originals. And then we also have one cover song in there that we're super excited about that is turning out really well. So about a 10 or 11 song
About 12
album.
Songs. Yeah. 12 songs.
About 12
yeah.
songs.
It's our first full-length album. We have done, when we first started, we did an EP that was like 3 songs, and then we grew up, we were big boys, and the last year and a half or so, we did an EP that was 5 songs, and we were like, you know what, we need to go for it. And we spent a good part of this year focusing on it. We have a goal date, and we're not going to be super long with it, but it's coming, and it's going to be awesome. We're so excited. We're hitting the studio next week to track down 4 more for it, so it's moving along.
Remedy's going to be part of a big boy rock and roll album from Behold the Beloved, and we don't know the date yet, we don't know the title yet, but we do know it is in process, and we do have the first single from that album. Again, it's Remedy, and we're going to play that for you now. Gentlemen, before I play that song, do you have any parting words?
No, I would say check us out on Facebook, Behold the Beloved. We also have our own Instagram account, and that's...
Behold the Bee.
Thank you. Yeah.
Just B as in one letter.
Behold the Bee.
Not the flying bee.
We have a website that's currently under construction, but that's beholdthebelovedmusic.com. And yeah, keep an eye out for us. We would love to see you at our next shows this coming year, and see you on our social medias. And we like to do a lot of fun stuff. We actually have a podcast that we do through Podbean. So we upload those to our Facebook. So check those out. And yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Well, in 5.5 years, this is the first time that I've played local music here on Some Sort of Rock Show. For me, that's pretty exciting. And so I'm glad to have you guys on board. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Behold the Beloved, and this is their newest single. It's called Remedy on Some Sort of Rock Show.